The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hey, look, we've got a new student in the building, in the studio. So we've got to say a big welcome, a big warm welcome to Harry Flutie.
Hey.
Morning, Harry.
Morning.
I can honestly say we've never had a Flutie on the show before.
I bet.
So you're the first Flutie ever.
Oh, cool.
How old are you, Harry?
I'm 24.
And whereabouts? Do you come from the Isle of Wight?
I do, yeah. No, I was born on the mainland, but I moved on the island when I was 12. So I've been here for a long time.
So about 12 years then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you any good at maths? I could do the easy sums. I'm all right with that. Now, look, you this is your first ever session here.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it so far?
I am, yeah.
You're having a bit of fun?
I am.
Now, you've just done an intro, which is going to be available on our website a little bit later on. But we're going to find out a little bit more about you now. So what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Well, oh, blimey.
Odd question, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I, I like to write. I like to draw. I like to make videos on my YouTube channel. And in my spare time, I go to, like, social activities, like WayForward, where I do drama sessions. I act and perform in shows at Magdalena Theatre, and on before that, on the same day, on the Friday, I volunteer at the Salvation Army Cafe, and that's really enjoyable. And in other games of the week, I go to a place called The Halt, which is a social activity that I heavily enjoy. You know, there's no like routine, or there is a routine, but like it's not like school or even way forward where there's specific things you've got to do. It's really good, it's really relaxing. You can basically do what you want there, except for commit murder, like a big no.
But that's the sort of thing you write about, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're into the horrors, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So, cool, you've actually written a book, haven't you?
I have, yes, I've written and published a book. It's called My Ex is a Vampire. You can find it on Amazon for only $4.50.
Get a plug in.
Yeah. and you can buy it on paperback, but it's also available on Kindle as well.
All right, okay. And when you wrote this in 2017?
19. Yeah, 2019. I was before my birthday, so I would have been 17.
We should point out that it's actually been published.
It has, yes, it has. It's been published. I actually published it in early 2023. I actually went through a revision or a revamp in 2020 during lockdown, because I wasn't too happy with the first draft. And basically what had happened was, it was a miracle that I got it published, because there was this guy that, who was a member of staff at my old supported living placement, who helped me publish it. He was meant to read through it and check for grammatical errors on that, but when it was all published, about a year later, when I reread it, I noticed, and this is something that another student who comes on this radio, shout out to my friend Amy, who also goes to Way Forward.
Amy was here yesterday.
Yeah, she was. she noticed a lot more. It wasn't even like she was criticizing or anything, she just kind of noticed and laughed at how something was worded. Not in like a, it wasn't like a ha ha kind of laugh. It wasn't like
she's not like that.
No, no.
Hey, look, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the book.
Yeah, okay.
It's out. You also mentioned you've got your own YouTube channel as well.
I do, yes. So,
cool. Tell me a little bit about your YouTube channel then.
So originally it was called Harry Flew TV, and I would make movie reviews and compilation video with background music over the top. They would usually be called AMV video, anime music video, even though half the time they weren't even anime, because I don't personally watch anime, or they were called tribute video, which I would usually call them. And
so where can we see the videos, Harry? What's the name of the site?
So originally my YouTube channel was called Harry Flew TV, and in 2024 I decided to revamp the channel, give it a fresh coat of paint, a new name, and pretty much put more time and effort into making videos instead of constantly coming out with them without any, without any real substance. And the channel is now called RJ Productions, like all one word.
So we can see that online now. If you wanted to go and have a look, well, I'm going to go and have a little nose in a minute while the news is on.
Yeah, okay.
And have a little look at that. And you're very busy. You're doing a lot of voluntary work as well.
I am, yeah.
And just tell me briefly, what is the Holt?
So, the Hulk is
You have a little slurp on your vodka.
Water, but the Hulk is a social group that... can I say the game? Am I allowed to say the game?
Yeah, of course you can.
So I go on a Monday and a Thursday, and it's basically just a social group for young adults with special needs, like myself, and we can draw, we can play board games, and just chill out in the afternoon. At least that's what I do anyway. Like, I'll sometimes make my own lunch or go out for lunch. So, yeah, pretty much just a social
Sounds like fun to me. And you also know another one of our presenters as well, Ross?
Yeah. Ross.
Or is it Ross?
No, it's Ross. He told me about how you get his name wrong. But yeah, we actually live in the same supported living house, and it's just down the road from this radio station.
So it is. So you didn't have to come far, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh,